The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
We express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being able to come this far in the month of Ramadan and to be able to experience the 15th night of the month of Ramadan, which is the night of the birth of Imam al-Mujtaba salamullah alayh, our second beloved Imam, the first grandson of the Prophet, the first grandchild of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi as-sibt al-akbar, the Imam who has led us in a very critical time in our development as the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. We ask Allah first and foremost by the right of this Imam and by the right of this occasion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieves us of the difficulties and hardships of the pandemic. Imam al-Mujtaba salamullahi alayhi deserves a lot more attention in terms of covering him, his words, his leadership during the 10 critical and crucial years of imamah that Imam al-Mujtaba had after the shahada of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayh. And his seerah and his sunnah, which is the sunnah of the Prophet manifesting during that period, those conditions. Imam al-Mujtaba had various factors to deal with. The people that he had to lead, he was the Imam. And he was the Imam for all, not only those who identified as Shi'atu Ahlul Bayt, not only those who aligned themselves with Amir al-Mu'mineen after Uthman, not only those that understood the imamah of the Imam, who were very few actually, the ones who really understood the concept of imamah in Islam and the true khilafah of the Prophet. There are very few. Imam al-Mujtaba is not the imam of those very few. He is their imam, but he's also the imam of the ummah of the Prophet. All those who've accepted Islam, he has a responsibility to guide them towards Allah. And if, then with that, that's a very large population. Imam al-Mujtaba's time would be consumed with them. If there would be an opportunity outside of that, to have spread Islam beyond the borders of Islam, then there would have been a responsibility, which that never occurred. Perhaps some non-Muslims that were still around, Christians, Jews, Majus in parts of current-day Iran and Iraq, there were still the remains of the Persian Empire in current-day Iraq and Iran. And so some people might have been still Majus at the time. Perhaps, but then in terms of expanding the borders of the Islamic country or the Muslim country, that was something that obviously he was not able to do, as the conditions weren't right for him to do that. But the people that were within the borders of the Islamic Empire or the Muslim state, they were various in terms of their abilities, in terms of their beliefs, in terms of their understanding, in terms of the influences on them. There was a lot of misinformation that was being circulated officially by Muawiyah before the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen, spreading lies, rumors, was one of the techniques used by Muawiyah la'natullah alayh against Amir al-Mu'mineen, and the people, unfortunately, even his the people that had pledged allegiance to him, they fell prey to that, they were influenced by that, and so there wasn't as much support towards the end of the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen as there were at the beginning of his khilafah. It's only a matter of about 5 years that we're talking about here. But in the initial days and first couple of years, there was more support. And eventually, towards the last year or so of the reign of Amir al-Mu'mineen, there was less support. That was in many ways due to, it wasn't the only element, but one of the serious factors was the lies that were being spread and circulated by Muawiyah and the people that he paid to circulate that misinformation in Kufa, in Basra, in Egypt, anywhere they could get their people there and to spread that misinformation. After the Shahada of Amir al-Mu'mineen, all of what they had against the Ahlul Bayt increased multifold. Now, Muawiyah is officially ruling over the entirety of the Islamic Empire. So the sermons on Fridays in Mecca, in Medina, they are appointed, the person who will be delivering them, they will be appointed by Muawiyah. The message they deliver to the people is going to be aligned with Muawiyah's wants and desires, and that obviously meant that it's going to be against the Ahlul Bayt, not only against the direction of the Ahlul Bayt, it would be against specifically Ali ibn Abi Talib, the companions of Ali ibn Abi Talib, and the direction, of course, that Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullah alayhi led people towards. But the attack was against Ali ibn Abi Talib, and of course his heir to his reign, or the wasi of Ali ibn Abi Talib, which is Imam al-Mujtaba salamullah alayhi. There was a lot of that going on. Imam al-Mujtaba did many things in order to lead. One of the things he had to do was to deal with this misinformation that's being spread. There wasn't too much that the Imam could do by himself. He perhaps presented a model, a way of taught whoever wants to follow that. He taught them a method of dealing with this. So he did it personally, and whoever saw that, if they followed him, if they saw him as the Imam, or if we see him today as our Imam, we should follow that process or follow that way, those instructions that he practically performed and showed us that this is how you deal with this propaganda against the truth, the slander against the leaders, the true leaders.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how
make that kind.